So, you know, we've been talking a lot lately about the mind and about how we can harness the mind to improve our state of being, about how we can deal with traumatic events, and about how we can move forward from them and create an awesome life. And, you know, the big thing behind all that is understanding that an awesome life is possible for you, right? And one of the things about the way we've been talking about it is we're trying to get you to that place to where you realize it's possible, right? But at some point, like once you realize it's possible, you got to take action. And you've got to do things to actually make your life better, right? Because it's one thing to make your mind think everything's better. It's one thing to see life in a different way. It's quite another to actually take the actions that you need to move forward. And what we're going to do today is we're going to bring this down one more level. And then eventually what we're going to do is we're going to bring it down another level. But today what I want to talk to you is about three meta actions that you can take to improve your life, like three areas to focus on. And then the reason why I call these meta actions is because within these actions, there's a lot of smaller actions that you can take. And we'll cover those in another episode. But these three meta things are things to focus on, right? And these are all things that you can control. So the first one is the most obvious, right? It's your body. Improving your body. Taking care of your body. Taking care of your health. And if you're not doing that, you need to create a way that you can, right? I hear a lot of excuses all the time. I don't have time. I've got this crazy job. I've got family. I've got three kids. And one of the things that I think COVID-19 has taught us is that, well, you don't need a gym in order to be fit. In fact, there's a lot of people out there who are working on their fitness without the help of a gym, without the help of going anywhere, without the help of a trainer, without the help of a physical presence there. What you need to do is just set aside 10, 15 minutes at a time, right? Some time to do some push-ups, some time to do some squats, maybe some time to do a jog or a run, right? It doesn't have to be 2 hours. It doesn't have to be an hour. It just needs to be little blocks of time that you set throughout your day where you're getting up and moving around, doing push-ups, doing bodyweight squats. You don't even need any equipment. And if you want to get some equipment, you can just get a kettlebell, stick it in your house, stick it in your office, stick it in your truck, stick it in your car, and keep that thing around with you so that, you know, you could do sets of kettlebell swings or squats or snatches or all the different exercises that you could do with that thing, right? And a kettlebell doesn't cost much money. So find a way to do fitness rather than keep saying you don't have the time, you don't have this, you don't have that. Ask yourself, how can I fit this time in? How can I get it done? Because here's the deal. Out of all the possible assets you could have in this life, the most important one is your body. If that goes, everything else goes, right? And once you do that, once you start taking care of your body, you're taking care of the one thing that you have entire control over, right? The one thing that you have entire control over. But if you don't take care of it, what happens is you start to lose control over certain things. You know, you're not able to climb that flight of stairs. You're not able to play with your kids. You're not able to do the physical work that you used to do. And eventually, you lose entire control over it. So the point of fitness is to bring you freedom, to make you as free as possible for as long as possible, right? So start working on that. The next thing to work on is your mind. And I hear a lot of people in this community telling me, well, you know, I'm not the smartest person in the world, or I you know, I'm not some genius. I never went to college. I don't have a degree. You know, I don't know what I need to know in order to do what I want to do. And again, here's the thing. None of us are born with innate knowledge of anything, right? That's a crazy thing about the human race. We're one of the most advanced, we're the most advanced species on this planet, the dominant species on this planet. But for, you know, the first 18 years of our life, were spent under the tutelage of other human beings. And one of the things you need to realize is that the thing you need to go to know to get to where you want to be in life, it doesn't come automatically into your brain, right? It's not embedded in you. You can't manifest it, right? And you know, when you joined the military, you couldn't manifest all the knowledge that you needed to know to do your job there, right? You had to go through boot camp, and then you had to go through your MOS school. And then from there, you had to go through other bouts of training. When you were going on deployments, you had to do workups to gain the knowledge you needed for that specific deployment. You kept going to schools. And that's the same in civilian life. You know, if you're looking to do something, you need to go out there and get the training necessary. You need to educate yourself. Now, that doesn't have to be taking a $10,000 course or paying $20,000 for a mentorship or anything like that. There's books out there, right? You can get an Amazon Prime membership, and then they give you free credits every month for Audible, right? And you could get a new Audible book every month about a subject that you're trying to learn about. Right now, I'm trying to learn as much as possible about real estate investing. And what I'm doing is I'm hitting every real estate podcast that I can listen to. I'm getting Audible books, right? Real estate investing books on Audible, trying to listen to those. And then I'm buying books, right? Which aren't that expensive, and having one shipped to my place every month so that I can go through and learn what I need to know to get into real estate investing. For my job right now, I'm learning accounting. Right, I'm learning all the things I need to know to analyze businesses, right? So that when the time comes for us to do acquisitions, I can know what I'm talking about, right? I'm a marketer, right? I didn't just know and understand marketing. That came through the study of psychology. It came through the study of actual marketing. It came through technical knowledge about Facebook, about Google, about the ad platforms I'm working with. So you need to go out there and actually learn this. And that doesn't necessarily involve going to a college for a four-year degree. It doesn't necessarily involve doing anything that other than finding the knowledge that's free and available to you on the internet or at low cost out there and using that knowledge. And one of the best parts about living in this world today is that there's knowledge all around you, right? You're listening into a podcast right now, a very specific podcast about veterans making it in this country. Well, there's tons of other podcasts out there, right? There's podcasts about real estate investing. There's podcasts about stock investing. There's podcasts about anything you ever wanted to learn about. There's YouTube channels about anything you ever wanted to learn about. So get out there and learn, right? The third thing you need to do, because in the first two things, understand that those are all you. Those are all you by yourself trying to prove yourself. The third thing is, I think, the key to finding success in this world. And that is going out there and searching for other people who are going to help you along on your way. Building your team, right? You might have all the knowledge you need in the world. You might have the best physical fitness ever. But in order to get to where you want to be in life, in order to be a happy, in order to be a functioning human being, you know, in order to do the things that you want to do in your life, you need to involve other people, right? Business doesn't happen on its own. Life doesn't happen on its own, right? Happiness doesn't happen on its own. Right, you might be one of these guys who's out there saying, I just want to be left alone and I want to live by myself. But here's the deal, guys. If you really want to get the most out of this life, we are a tribal species, right? Think about when, I know a lot of you say that you're really happy in the military. Think about why. The reason was because you were a part of a team, The reason was because you were surrounded by individuals who you thought cared about you. And you might not think that anybody cares about you in the civilian world, but I promise you, if you go out there and you find the right people, if you stop surrounding yourself with people who aren't helping you in getting to where you want to go and probably destroying you, and you start adding good people to your life is going to get that much better. Life is going to be so good for you because you're going to have a safety net to fall back on. You're going to have people to bounce ideas off of. You're going to have people to talk about all this bullshit with, right? That's one of the things that I do. I have this group that we created here at Warrior Soul, and I'm not marketing it to you. I'm not even going to say the name of the group because I don't want you to think I'm marketing it to you. But we get together every week and we talk, right? We just talk. We talk about the world. We talk about, you know, life. We talk about all these different things going on out there. And, you know, we've developed some good friendships across the country, right? And I want you guys to understand that stuff is out there for you, right? And that could be through real estate groups. It could be through investment groups. It could be through clubs. It could be through jujitsu. It could be through sports. It could be through any number of different things. Dance, whatever. That's your thing, right? Whatever it is, you got to start surrounding yourself with good people. Church, right? That's another great one. So think about that, guys. Those three things, if you do those three things, if you cover those three areas of your life, everything else is going to be covered. Now, in the future weeks, what I want to do is I want to get into specifics on each one. So we'll talk in depth about fitness, in depth about knowledge, and in depth about your social life. And, you know, I'm not an expert on any one of these three areas. Well, I guess I've got some expertise in the fitness area, but what I'm going to try and do is I'm going to try and bring people on who can get into this knowledge with us and who can enlighten us, right? And that's one of the things about this podcast. I don't know everything in the world. That's why I bring on a lot of people who are a lot smarter than I am about specific things. So I hope that all makes sense, guys. I hope you have a great week or weekend ahead. And, you know, let me know if you have any questions. This is Chris Albert with the Warrior Soul Podcast, and I am out.